Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Max Kaiser's coming up with huge news and global analysis. I did a whole hour and didn't even do a plug, and I did like a 1 minute plug in the first hour. And so if you know talk radio, the real advertisement goes on during the show. I'm my biggest problem. If I just plug 3-4 times a day, we would have the funds not just stay on air but expand. Plus, you really need the products we've got, folks. You see how hardcore we are. The products are just as good as the information you get on the show. They're the best. And we need your support, so we need you to take action, plus you need these products. InfoWarsStore.com. We're extending the Christmas sale, the New Year's mega sale. Everything is 25 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the good news. The bad news is a bunch of the best-selling products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there, incredible. For inflammation, joints, everything, your whole body. X2, they're all about to sell out or close to selling out. Most of these will be sold out within a week or two. And then we got to put the money back in to buy more, and it takes 3 to 6 months depending on the product to get them because they're all top flight, triple tested, the very best. So, if you want DNA Force Plus or you want HGH Max Boost, it's about to sell out. If you want these great, amazing products, or you haven't tried them, you really should try them, go read about them. We have a lot of stuff that's come back in that we have plenty of for now, and that's VasoBeats that does the same thing as Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and to help your cardiovascular system. And overall, that's VasoBeats, really amazing, super concentrate. We've also got back in stock Ultra 12, the highest quality organic B12. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's discounted InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it is these products that, again, enable this total resistance against the globalist. I could just say, give me straight donations. We have a donate button at the support link at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that's great, and I think those that have. Because then we get 95% of the money out of the credit card fees or debit card fees. This, ladies and gentlemen, are products that you're going to love. And if you'll just try them, I know you're going to love them. Most of you have never ordered the products. Less than 1% of our audience we know ever order something. Great, fine. At least spread the word about the broadcast. At least pray for us. At least take links out and send to people on email and text message. Bypass the censors at Facebook and Google and the rest of it. X isn't enough. X is great. We're reaching conservatively 10 million people new a day. And that's very conservative, okay? We're getting 20 million views a day, but we know that's just people that see it. About half of them actually watch it. So 20 million, you know, a day, but it's really 10 million. 10 million people a day. It's your purchase of the products that allows us to weather the storm, the legal attacks, the demonization, the dirty tricks. And then you also get amazing products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Down and out sleep support. Back in stock. Super strong, super natural. Talk about good immune system. Deep sleep's one of the most important things. We also have Winter Sun back in stock. The highest quality D3 organic taken out of the tongue. Most infections with viruses and replication is from lack of vitamin D3. This is so important during the winter because you're not getting it from the sun and your skin isn't producing it. InfoWarsStore.com. Get Winter Sun. Everybody should get it. That's a no-brainer. It's absolutely essential you do that, and it keeps us on air. Winter Sun, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I thank you all for keeping us on air. All right. We're going to go to break here in about 45 seconds. We're going to come back with Max Kaiser, and we're going to get into the revolution of liberty all over the place in Chile and in Argentina and in El Salvador and what's happening in Europe and just all over and how the globalists are going to strike back. Max Kaiser predicted the gulag, digital gulag casino, decades before it was ever officially set up. It's all here now, and we're going to get him to tell us what he thinks is coming next. The Bitcoin guru, Max Kaiser, straight ahead. Infowars.com/show. Everybody can share that link. Keep doing it. It's where you find the forbidden show. We'll be right back. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. Her pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, cried the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and soon as she arrived, she found the pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you truly would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying, thank you, ma'am, the snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, O tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Does that remind you of anything? Be ready, because what they're allowing into our country is very, very bad.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are plunging like we're strapped to a Falcon Heavy SpaceX rocket into 2024. As Lenin said, and he was right about this, there are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. We are in the fourth turning. Max Kaiser and his intrepid wife is with us, Stacey Herbert, to break down what is happening in the world today. We have the neocons and the Democrats wanting full war with Russia. We have them pushing a new global digital currency. It is all happening right now. You can follow Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert at orangepilldailydose.com and also all over the place at Orange Pill. They're with us for the rest of the hour. I'm going to skip both the network breaks so we get an additional 8 minutes here with them. There's so many places I want to go because Max Kaiser's been coming on my show 17, 18 years. And he talked about the casino gulag and how they're going to put you in coffin apartments and make you play government games all day to get your credits and basically make you eat bug protein. He predicted it all. And now they're coming out with mind reading machines, the WEF, where your boss scans your thoughts. I mean, it is such a dystopia. It should be easy to reject it. So, Max, Stacy, great to have you on. We've covered Bilderberg together. I've known you guys. I consider you guys great friends. And, wow, where do you guys want to start here? Because this is such a critical time.
Well, I did notice there was a very long pause after you said his intrepid. And then there was a long pause where you could have added beautiful or intelligent or charming wife, Stacy. But instead, you just chose wife. There was no other qualifier.
No, I was trying to think if I should say his boss.
That is true. Yes, that is true. Well, I guess we could start with a positive, which is El Salvador and the Renaissance year. El Salvador, of course, translates to the Savior. So I think, you know, if in your conversation with Vivek and he's talking about a crisis of humanity, I think El Salvador is the ark. It will save humanity. And that is because we have a policy here, President Bukele has a policy here of economic liberty, of freedom at the heart of all his policy, and securing the blessings of liberty, like life, liberty, and property. So this is the place to come, Alex, if you want to, you know, rescue humanity.
Well, you've invited me down, and I'm planning on coming down very, very soon. My wife's dad's been very, very sick and close to that. That was actually paused because my wife was calling me during that. I was like, oh, she's telling me to call her right now. She didn't normally do that. So that's actually why I was pausing. It had nothing to do with you guys. But with the ongoing stuff with her dad, I'm going to leave it at that. That just happened. He's back in the hospital. But I'm going to stop there. What Bukele has done is simply incredible in just a few years. Why don't you give people the numbers? Crime from the worst in Latin America to the lowest, lower than ours in the U.S., massive tourism, the economy totally turns around, and how that translates into what we see happening in places like Argentina as well.
Well, El Salvador was the most dangerous country on earth. It had the highest homicide rate in as recently as 2015, and now it's considered the safest in the Americas, certainly about equal to Canada, which is in the 2 to 3 homicides per 100,000 range. This has happened because, like I said, you know, first President Bukele had a policy of economic liberty, and Bitcoin falls under that policy. Under that also comes his security regime, which is, like I said, securing those blessings of liberty for everybody in the country, not just the wealthy. And that was really important because the gangs, MS-13 and Barrio 18, they controlled huge swathes of certain parts of the city where poor people lived. And we could probably get into that. Of course, you know the story of MS-13 and Barrio 18. They were created in Los Angeles and California in the prison system there and sent en masse here to El Salvador from the mid-90s under Clinton. So then they came to terrorize huge parts of the population here. But that's all over now, right? That's gone. And it's been a radical, fast, revolutionary transformation that's happened for the good. And this is why President Bukele is now on over 90% support in the country and in the region. He is by far the most popular leader in the world, especially in Latin America. Everywhere you go, people know El Salvador's name now because of him. They call it the Bukele miracle, from his security regime to his economic policy. So I think he's a transformative figure for the positive, and he'll be remembered in 500 years.
And by the way, Stacy, you're not just hyping that. It's a beautiful little country. It's totally turned around in just a few years, like 2 years. That's a microcosm. If we got rid of the Klaus Schwabs and the globalists and the New World Order and just removed their crime syndicate from power, the whole world could turn around quick. We have such resources. We have such technology and ideas. But we really have these globalists that are crisis managers, these suicide bankers, that I know Max Kaiser coined that term, are suicide traitors. I mean, they're deliberately creating crises in their own NATO documents and other documents to keep us under their control.
Well, you had a great example of that, Alex, recently. The leader of China, of course, visited San Francisco, and in 48 hours, the entire city was cleaned up. All the vagrancy was gone. Nobody was smashing windows. And then he left and went back to the fentanyl-addled zombies roaming the streets, stealing and looting. So it tells you that the crisis can be fixed quickly. And President Bukele has shown that in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, you can take the most violent country in the world and make it one of the safest in the hemisphere, the safest country in the hemisphere. And the feeling of optimism here is palpable. People are genuinely excited, like being liberated after victory in Europe Day. And I make the point that, as you said earlier, Alex, about the fourth turning, right? The fourth turning is this idea that history goes through these cycles of plenty and then disaster. And certainly we're heading into what looks like a disastrous cycle. But not everybody is going into the fourth turning or coming out of the fourth turning at the same time. I would say that
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What's happening here in El Salvador, we're entering a Renaissance 2.0. And of course, the Renaissance 1.0 happened in Florence, and that was at the end of the Dark Ages. That heralded the end of a long Dark Ages. Now, while there was a Dark Ages in Europe at that time, prior to the Renaissance, there was hope for humanity. Knowledge kept spreading and building, and progress kept happening because of the Arab world at that time, the Mesopotamia and the Middle East, as we would call it now. I don't know what they called it back then, but knowledge kept growing, and this is what we have here.
It was called Arabia. It was called Arabia.
Arabia. Okay. So what we have now is, we believe it's a fiat Dark Ages, and it was inevitable to happen, just based on the structure of all fiat economy. It was inevitable. The creators of this all fiat system knew it was inevitable. They had, economic terms for it. They saw that they were going to create so much debt and it would ultimately collapse. That was the inevitable outcome of it. So that is just the process that we're entering. The hope for humanity is always that, humanity always survives. We've survived many, many things throughout history. And this is not one of the worst of them. This is just one of these periods of time, a cycle of history, the fourth turning that happens. And, weak men create bad times. And President Bukele always says that strong men create good times. And that's what we're having here. And strong men, to be a strong man, is not just, it's not just strength. Like that, the strength of character is the most important. To be a strong character, to have all those things like prudence and temperance and fortitude, to be a leader, to be able to, stand for your principles is a very difficult thing, especially in a fiat world that they created.
Yeah, I mean, as the term Renaissance 2.0, of course, you would need a Renaissance men and a Renaissance man. And this is what distinguishes President Bukele from everybody else, is that he has these values such as virtue and honesty, and he goes after the white-collar corruption. He goes after the gang corruption. He is incredibly transparent in everything the government is doing, and as a result, they're doing a lot of infrastructure build, and when they asked him, where do you get the money, he said, there's plenty of money if you don't steal it. So he understands that this economy, it's a self-feeding flywheel. It's a virtuous circle, that the more opportunity he gives the population, the more the growth that you'll have in the economy, which will provide more economic opportunities. As Stacey was saying, it's remarkable that countries like the United States or Great Britain have to bribe immigrants with free money and free goodies and free phones. But here we're getting huge influx of folks by just giving them an opportunity to be their best selves. We don't give them anything except freedom. And we are attracting the best and the brightest. And the people who are just interested in freebies and they just want to get on the social welfare system in Canada or the UK or the US, that's where they end up. But we only want doers. We only want builders in El Salvador. We don't want leeches.
Okay, so I'm sold. Very, very exciting. Now let's get into the rest of the world, okay? We're not all as blessed to be as you in El Salvador. And I know it's, boomtown, doing great, super low crime. It's all over the news. They can't even deny it. Total turnaround. Just like you said, San Francisco, total turnaround. Flip the switch on, flip it off. But now, what's going on with the election in the U.S.? What's going on in Ukraine? You've been all over the world, lived everywhere. You got feelers everywhere, Stacey, everywhere, Max. The Middle East, you make stunningly accurate predictions. I'll say almost as good as me, but I got to be honest, as good. You've got your expertise. I have mine. I've got my blind spot. You've got yours. But just when it comes to all sorts of technological trends, military trends, election trends, you guys are as good as it gets. And that's just true for listeners that just tuned in. I hope people know that. Give me the data download on Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert. What's going on?
Okay. We came up with a theme a couple of years ago, the three Ds: de-dollarization, deglobalization and depopulation. And so that's what we're seeing going on. In the area of deglobalization, so for 40, 50 years after World War II, the U.S. banking system expanded globally, and everything was done on credit, and credit was cheap, and globalization hit a zenith up until a few years ago, and there's huge benefits to that. Cost of things went down, cost efficiencies went up. But once you started to see deglobalization kick in, principally at the moment you have the Ukraine-Russia conflict begin, then all of those economies of scale fell apart and you're seeing deglobalization. The bottom line there is basically inflation. So inflation was predictable. We're seeing the inflation. There's no really going back from being in a inflationary period now for many years. We're in a cyclical inflationary time. And that means higher rates and higher prices and economic contraction for the world, because the whole world is on a fiat money hyper monetized system now for 50 years. In the area of de-dollarization, okay, you see every single day the news is out. You've got Russia, China, Iran all doing deals outside of the U.S. dollar. The big energy producers and the biggest commodity producers, that would be in the Middle East and Russia, they're getting out of the dollar. Up until a few years ago, all commodity trades and all oil trades settled in U.S. dollars. This was a huge way for the United States to get an override on the global GDP. Well, these countries have now said, you know what, forget it. We're out of the dollar. That means that the value of the dollar as a unit of exchange will decrease because it's being used less. It means they're going to have to print more to overcome the deficit of not being used, which means more inflation and more downward pressure on the economy. And we see that playing out as well. As far as depopulation goes, you see life expectancy in the U.S. is going down. Infant mortality rates are going up. There's something very wrong with the health system in the U.S. You can look at a number of different ways this is happening, but the bottom line is you've got this kind of sickly population dying earlier than has been in the past, and depopulation is also kind of in the mix as well. So I think those three themes seem to be playing out pretty nicely.
We did come up with that a few years ago before we moved to El Salvador. And since moving to El Salvador, I am out of my U.S. bubble, right? A U.S. and European bubble. And I have a bit more of an optimistic, very positive outlook on where we are. And at the moment, like de-dollarization and all that stuff, it doesn't really matter, because just like, weak men create the bad times. But it's the bad times that create the strong men, right? So that's the positive in a bad time that you're entering. The bad times in El Salvador have been going on since 1979, right? Since their civil war began, we've had bad times all the way up until really a year ago. It's not even a year now, that it's March 2022. That President Bukele, I guess so, it's almost 2 years, right? So yeah. President Bukele started the war against the gangs. So the bad times created a strong guy like President Bukele, a strong character. The same could be said of money, because, you know, everything we create as men, as man, right, including women, right, that mankind creates all around him a reflection of his inner wants and needs himself. So money is the same thing. So weak money creates bad times as well. And we've had a weak money running the global system, especially since 1971. It all was inevitable that it would fail. There's an inevitability.
Stacey Herbert, stay there. Stacey Herbert, we're going to come right back to you and Max Keiser on the other side. The Bitcoin King and Queen are our guests. Stay with us.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under a globalist dictatorship, they're trying to keep us from getting a president in that will actually turn this around. You can't overstate the dire situation. And Stacey Herbert and Max Kaiser are really smart, great people. I've known them both for, gosh, it's hard to believe. I've known Max for about 17 years. I've known Stacey for about 15. And we've gone and covered a lot of the same big global events and political events together. We've been to dinner many times. They've come and visited. And they're really smart people, and so I think it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, Stacey, but I want to go back to your point you were making, when you said, oh, I'm kind of in the bubble down here in this renaissance, but if there's a nuclear war, you won't be in the bubble, and you've already got Venezuela starting wars and all the rest of it. I think the world crisis we're going into and the world depression we're going into, is going to be devastating all over. I agree, though, places that have already been at rock bottom are going to shoot up even more. And then there's all the issues that come with success and, you know, come out of that. That'll take decades for the successful people in El Salvador to then, you know, become decadent and their kids will vote for communist again. But or some country will invade because they don't have a big military. That's where the libertarian argument doesn't work. Yeah, if you don't have any other tyrannical governments, you can have an anarchic capitalist system, but not when you've got some communist country or fascist country next door to you, then there's a necessary evil of a defense system against it. Unless you're like, I guess, the Swiss, and everybody's got rocket launchers in their, you know, in their basement and heavy machine guns. So maybe a mix between Switzerland and, you know, El Salvador or something. But seriously, I mean, this is a confluence of crises that even the establishment, the Rand Corporation, they all admit. Mass war, mass starvation, while the BlackRocks of the world, through the WEF, cut off the pipelines, cut off the fossil fuels, cut off the fertilizer for the plants. They're estimating hundreds of millions are going to starve to death in the next few years from a 30% world cut in fertilizer. Sri Lanka, other countries in the last decade did the WEF, you know, cutting down the farms, saying that's bad for Earth, trees are bad. All these big countries like the Netherlands, second biggest food producer in the world, I thought it was the third, the second, is being cut massively, saying plants and cows are bad. I mean, we have an austerity system where inflation's there. They're trying to shrink the economy so they can buy it up, the globalists, while they do it. Stagflation, the worst possible combinations. And they're such villains, and the public's kind of awake but doesn't get this is going on. Why would the BlackRocks and others be so vicious and destroy the world where they can't even spend the money they've stolen because there's no infrastructure left? And I think it goes back to Max on my show. I mean, like 17, 18 years ago, the first time I interviewed him, he said, they're suicide bankers, Alex. And you told the 9/11 story where they're at their terminals. One tower's already collapsed, but they're making $10 million a minute, so they don't stop typing even though they die. And I think that's really what it is. So can you elaborate on that, Stacey and Max?
Well, I believe I'm going to keep on bringing the lightness here to you and Max's doom. Okay? I believe there is lightness in the world as well as the darkness, okay? So the fiat world may be entering a dark times, but El Salvador is entering a time of lightness, and I think President Bukele is a leader, and we haven't seen that for hundreds of years, maybe since the founding of America, right? The sort of quality of leadership and the actual transformation of what he's brought to the country. But it's not just El Salvador. It's like he doesn't stand alone in a vacuum in the middle of nowhere. His message is getting out through like this broadcast right now, right? People hear of him. They look to him. They are inspired by him. Other leaders like in Argentina, like in Mexico, some of the candidates running.
So you're saying just there. Like Trump spurred Bolsonaro and all this other stuff, there's going to be a chain reaction.
Yes, I'm saying that there's a chain reaction on that side. The thing about the darkness, the entropy, the collapse goes pretty fast. So you don't need to worry about them for too much longer. You know, when Bastiat had written in The Law, his pamphlet, The Law, you know, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, okay, and that's what we've had over the last, since 1971, plunder had become a way of life for a group of men in a society controlling the world, right? Over the course of time, they create a legal system for themselves that justifies it, that, you know, sanctions it, and a moral code that glorifies it. And that's exactly what we've had. But at the end of the day, it all collapses because that sort of system is designed to collapse because the cycle is the weak men create the bad times. And the bad times are here. And then what happens with the bad times, they create strong men. And then the strong men rise up and fight back against the weak men. Not necessarily like physical fights, because obviously El Salvador has no interest in that, but we inspire, right? That's what a leader does, is they inspire and persuade. And President Bukele has inspired and persuaded many people around the world. He's one of the most famous leaders in the world. El Salvador had been barely known of outside of the U.S. Maybe quite a few people in the U.S. might have heard of it, But certainly in Europe and around the world, they haven't ever thought of El Salvador until now. Now everybody knows our name, and if everybody knows our name, then they are open to be hearing the message and becoming inspired and changing their own method of leading a country.
Well, let me raise this since you mentioned it, and I get your take on Max's. We see, at least people with the rhetoric-wise, in New Zealand, anti-lockdown vaxxer guy, conservative in there. We see in Italy a lady saying she's anti-globalist New World Order. And has done a lot on the surface. We have the Netherlands, electing an anti-globalist, anti-open border guy. We see Sweden doing the same thing. We see what's happened in Argentina. We see them having to take Bolsonaro off the ballot so he can't win for 8 years. Another tactic that they're now doing here with Trump. So we see Trump surging massively despite all the attacks. So yeah, there's definitely a survival instinct kicking in to get back to what works. So yeah, that's going on. I just see the Black Rocks military industrial complex so crazy. They already released a virus. They already did lockdowns. They're already starting World War III. And I just look at Lloyd Austin and these nuts, and I just ask myself, yeah, in the past when entropy happened and collapse happened, it moved on to another civilization, things restarted. Now, I'm just saying, Max, what do you think of that statement? And then how do we politically, without getting violent, because they want that, how do we stop the crazy mental syphilis that is in the Western government's leadership?
Bitcoin. And let me elaborate a little bit. So what is fueling everything that you just described? And we talked about it.
Fiat free money for the globalist.
Right. So in 1971, the world went on an all fiat standard for the first time in history. It was an experiment. No currency anywhere would be backed by gold or anything like that. It was all fiat money. And so the kleptocracy, the kakistocracy, the worst amongst us became powerful, and they print a lot of money for themselves, and they engage in decadent wars of convenience and all kinds of social unrest, and they create a dystopian nightmare with all that free money that they print for themselves. And we have in 2009 the appearance of the counterbalancing force to all of that. We have Bitcoin. And part of the reason why El Salvador is the success that it is today is because they made Bitcoin legal tender. And when you make Bitcoin legal tender, it also means that you're bringing with it the ethos of Bitcoin, the aesthetic beauty of Bitcoin, the liberating factors associated with Bitcoin. Here's one simple fact about Bitcoin to help people put it into context. Bitcoin allows anybody of any wealth status whatsoever, from the poorest in the world up to the richest, to secure their property for virtually no cost. This is something that's never happened before in history. And what we have before Bitcoin is that the people who have a lot of money tend to prey and confiscate the money from everybody else. But everybody has no cost way to store their property in Bitcoin, and it's impossible to get that property from them. That's a game changer. That's the first time in humanity that's ever happened. And it changes the dynamic between the powerful and the powerless. Because if the powerless cannot confiscate your wealth, no matter how many guns they bring, then the playing field is level in a way that has never, ever been before. And we see.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And they always, that's what they want. People all over the world want the same thing, and they want life, liberty, and property. That's it. That's in our founding documents. This is what people want. And if you can give that to them, that's all you need to do. Leave everything else alone, because let the individuals get on with their life. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants war. They want to be with their families. They want to live their life. They want to experience life. They want to love their life and their family. And nobody wants to go to war. So, you know, just pitch that to them. Vivek, right before us on the show, he's a great speaker. I had a chance to meet him in Miami at the Bitcoin conference there in April. And he's the closest I've seen really to being the same sort of orator at the level of, say, a President Bukele, that he could be that sort of good in speaking. He just needs to get the crowds behind him. Now, Trump, I think he should keep on fighting, because it's really important at this point that we maintain the integrity of the Republic, that he is included on the ballot. No matter what you think of him, he needs to run.
And Max, doesn't that show the desperateness of the deep state? That there are all these indictments and the Secretary of State taking them off the ballot, totally outside the law. I mean, they're really having to come out of the shadows now because they've been so exposed, and now they're having to take the velvet glove off the iron fist. I really see this as ladder stages for this global cabal.
Leave. Yeah, because there's no point in staying and fighting against an enemy that has really resorted to really no moral consciousness whatsoever. You're fighting a death cult, essentially, in the United States. So The point is, leave. You can leave. Take America with you. America is an idea. It's in your head. Leave. Don't. Why fight that fight? What happened, and now I'm not going to go on a huge digression about this, but in my belief, after 9/11, the mentality of the foundations and the richest people in America was loot as much as you can and leave. And how did the people like Nancy Pelosi and others make hundreds of millions of dollars? Because they had their switch was flipped, and they said, you know what? They don't believe America is going to last 50 years. If Joe Biden doesn't believe it, if nobody in Washington believes America is going to be around in 50 years, and they're just focused on stealing as much as they possibly can before the lights are turned out, that's a fight I'm not interested in fighting. I'd rather just leave and go to a place where my
there are a lot of Americans that can't do that. But I mean, I hear you that they made the decision to just destroy the country and make as much money as possible. And I mean, I can't believe that there aren't. I mean, look, what if Elon Musk seems to be fighting him? He seems to not want to do this.
Exactly. It's important that you understand this is a sign of weakness, not strength, that they're doing. They're weak people. They're weak men. Their money is weak. And that's important for you to realize that no matter how menacing and dangerous your enemy looks, they are weak. This is not strength. So it's important.
No, you're right. I mean, they are Sam Bankman-Fried and Bernie Madoff and Ponzi to the next dimension or to the 10th power. And that's why they're so scared and so vicious, is because they know they're a complete fraud.
Exactly. So why be afraid of that? Why be afraid of that? Just win, succeed.
Well, I'm fighting. I'm afraid of them succeeding for the future, but I'm definitely fighting them.
El Salvador is winning. I say that all the time. I tweet that constantly because we are winning. And that's the thing that exposes that they are losing. You have to have somebody winning so that everybody could see clearly that others are losing. That you could see even the many of the Democrats and left-wing naturally inclined people in the United States see that it is wrong what is happening in cities like San Francisco. Nobody can go there and think, hey, this is awesome. All this human defecation all over the place, all of this plunder. That's awesome. I love this sort of place. I want to live here. I want to build my family here. I want to build a company here. Nobody goes there and says that, right? Because they see that it's weakness, that it's ugly, that it's decadence and decay. Who wants to? Nobody walks into the decay.
But let me rephrase kind of what I'm getting at. So in a country, any country, it's a bargain being struck between government and those being governed, something around the social contract, right? And the United States invented government by and for the people. It was a reinvention of the social contract, and it did very well for a number of years. If people who have any experience in negotiating contracts, and I think Donald Trump would tell you the exact same thing if he were here in this room, one of the negotiating tactics one uses when negotiating a contract is to walk away. You'd have to be able to walk away or you'll never win that contract. You'll never win that negotiation. But what I'm saying is America and the social contract it represents is at a point where everybody should exercise their right to walk away. Because they're the government is not fulfilling their side of the bargain, and there's no hope that they will. They're acting in bad faith. Therefore, I'm walking. I'm doing a John Galt. I'm doing an Ayn Rand. I'm saying, you know what? I'm walking. Good luck, but I don't live here anymore. Bye.
To Max's point there.
Well, that's California. I mean, sorry, go ahead.
That's what happened to El Salvador for 30, 40 years, 40 years now. They've had mass migration out of this country. 20%, 30% of the population of Salvadorans live in America, right? They have, or in Europe. They have European citizenship, U.S. citizenship, but mostly in America, right? They fled. Why? Because they were walking away from their corrupt leaders and the violence that they engendered through their corrupt policies. Every government before President Bukele plundered the nation. They stole everything and they left nothing behind. And they abandoned the country. So the people abandoned the country. The leaders abandoned the country first. I don't want to call them a leader because President Bukele is a leader. The politicians abandoned
the thieves, the kleptocratic class. So it's Renaissance economy versus conquest economy.
But now all the people who fled, all the Salvadorans, there's 3 million in America, they're coming back. because now the good times are back because there is a leader who has said, basta, no more. Like, we're not stealing. Nobody steals. Before President Bukele just had to take a leave of absence for a bit, you know, he told his cabinet, he's like, don't you dare steal, right? Because you'll end up in prison.
All right, let's stop right there. We've got to end this. 45-second closing comment from Max Keiser and then from Stacey.
Well, thanks for having us on. Great to see you on X. And we've always been great friends. You've always been a big supporter of ours. And we support the freedom movement and the InfoWars. We've been a big part for years, Alex. So we encourage you to come down to El Salvador and taste what apparently has been lost to all Americans. And that is freedom.
All right.
Right. I thought Max was going to say taste pupusas and coffee. They have the best coffee in the world here. But I'm going to say also go visit adoptingelsalvador.gov.sv. And you'll find some information about our immigration availability to come join this Renaissance 2.0. So we want the best and the brightest in the world to adopt El Salvador as their new home. And this is your opportunity to do that.
All right, guys, very impressive. And again, the best website to visit?
AdoptingElSalvador.gov.sv.
And I want to get you back soon about Argentina and more and where you see that going. Thank you so much, you guys. I'll see you next year.
Ciao.
Ciao.
All right, next hour is coming up. The mighty Jay Dyer, right from their own documents, is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And, hey, I say, El Salvador, more power to them. That's great. It's going to spread everywhere. But we're going to get the Republic back. And this is my fight. And, but, you know, if they shut everything down and there's no more media or anything, you know, then you go to El Salvador. But I'm going to stay here and I'm going to fight hard because a lot of people can't even get out of here. And we're going to have a nuclear war if we don't get these crazy globalists out of power. Let's play that Lindsey Graham clip I never got to. Listen to this maniac. And understand he knows you don't, or he thinks you don't know second, third, fourth order of what will happen if they did this. They'll activate Hezbollah that's been brought into the country in Europe. They'll shut down the Suez Canal. All-out war will break out, and that's what the warmongers want, because then they'll take our rights during that crisis. Here it is.
I've been saying for 6 months now, hit Iran. They have oil fields out in the open. They have the Revolutionary Guard headquarters you can see from space. Blow it off the map.
We need to pray about this. We need to be engaged. I know one other thing you can do. Support InfoWars while supporting yourself. You're nuts if you don't get Winter Sun highest quality organic D3. Almost all viral infections and replication, look it up, is from lack of vitamin D3 from the deficiency. We have the best, 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is your support makes the broadcast possible. We've got the Team Humanity, inspired by myself and Elon Musk idea, fundraiser shirt with a nuclear family on the front, Team Humanity on the back, two different variants of that. It's a fundraiser shirt, high quality fabric, and it funds the InfoWar. I want everybody to get the Team Humanity shirt. Go get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. To get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The big New Year's mega sale is live, but a lot of stuff selling out. Free shipping, double Patriot points. Get it all, bodies, everything. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.